जीवे जय करे श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु जीवे जय करे
Not artificially or outward. Try to take it from the core of heart of very heart and try to follow all words and what is the real meaning of this song. And sensitively we can back up your otherwise you will do
Aarop
Siddha Bhakti. That we are doing Bhakti but zero. Sometimes offending and thinking that we are doing Bhakti. Yes. Doing everything for yourself like karma and thinking that oh this is very high class of us. So you should try to be worked up to the Bhakti to know how strong and mighty. Meet? Yes. Yes, only five.
No, but this is very
helpful. I am making all
the... Will we grow this in India?
That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has descended from his abode with his associates, and very mercifully he is showing how to enter into the path of bhakti. Not only how to enter into the path of bhakti through the process of Saranagati, but he's giving that which is very, very rare, praying bhakti. So, says, Atyanta Dulaba Prem Kori Bharajan Sikhaya Sharanagati Bhakti Rupa. So, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jive Dwaya Kori. That Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that he is so merciful, he is Mahapatita Prabhu. That in different yugas, the incarnation for the age, he's giving, they're giving love of God. But love of God that they're giving is love by Kunta praying. But once in the day of Lord Brahma, Lord Krishna himself, he appears. And Lord Krishna, he comes, he has his internal reasons and his external reasons. His external reasons are to give, one of his reasons is to give Radhmav Bhakti. But he comes and he speaks Bhagavad Gita, he explains Sabam Dhamam Prishtija Mahamikam Sharanam Bhajam, that one should surrender, that one should do Sharanagati. But not just ordinary Sharanagati, but do surrender in the mood of the residence of Raj. And he explains how to do Manmana Baba Man Basto Mantiji Manmama Guru. That one should think of Krishna 24 hours a day in the mood of the residence of Raj. But though he gave this instruction, then very, very difficult for conditioned living entities to follow. So very, very mercifully, that Lord Krishna, he came as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who personally came and he taught the process by which one can perform Sharanagati and by which one can achieve this Vraj praying. He not only spoke it as Krishna spoke, but Krishna in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's a practical teacher. And he came and he taught the process of Sharanagati, and also he showed the process by which one could render devotional service in the mood of the Vrishvasi, specifically in the mood of Srimati Radhika. So it's explained, Anapita Sarim Chirat Karunaya Vitana Kalo Samapayatam Unata Jyalarasa Swabhakti Shriyam. That Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this Sharanagati that he's teaching, is meant to bring us to the door of Bhakti, Prem Bhakti, but more specifically, Vraj Prem. But even on level of Raj Prem, there's Dasya, Ras, Sakya Ras, Vatsalya Ras, and Madhurya Ras. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has come to teach Sharanagati so that we can achieve this stage of Unata Jala Rasa Swa Bhakti Shriyam. So what is Swa Bhakti Shriyam? Swa Bhakti, that his own Bhakti. So Swa is referring to Srimati Radhika, and Swa Bhakti Shriyam, the beauty of Srimati Radhika. So it's explained that Srimati Radhika, she's like a creeper, and the creeper has leaves, mandris, and without the leaves, flowers, mandris, the creeper moving, it has no beauty. But the beauty of the creeper are the mandris and the flowers and the leaves. So this is what, this is through this process of Sharanagati, then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has come. So this is why I state that Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, Jive Doya Kori, that he's very, very merciful. He's Maha, he's Patita Pavana, that he's come and he's giving the highest, this Swa Bhakti Shriyam in Kali Yuga, to those who have the least qualification.
Same line.
Shri Krishna Pama Gyan Shiram Vishnu Jinam Jinam Shemati Achak Shuram Maritam Mai Shri Gurave. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jive Doya Kori Svaparashadasriya Dhama Saha Avatari. this is the first song composed by Srila Thakura Bhaktivinoda in his song book entitled Sharanagati. So in this first song, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he is explaining the process of Sharanagati. He is introducing the process of Sharanagati. In the first line, he says that Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, this great merciful Lord, Krishna Chaitanya, who is the combined mercy of Sri Krishna himself and Srimati Radhika herself, together combined in one form, they have appeared for the purpose of giving mercy to the jiva soul, jive joya kori, to give mercy to all the jivas. Svaparishadasriya dhamma saha avatari, along with his own eternal associate, Nitya Parishad, from that holy dham, Aprakat dham, Goloka dham, he has descended down here and brought that very same dham. And he has come along with all of his associates. Then in the next line,
first line is two lines. Can you explain some more?
Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jiva Jaya Kari Swapari Sada Suya Dhamma Saha Avasari
Bhaskwani Pula.
Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, and he has descended in the age of Kali, richly endowed with the sentiments and complexion of Srimati Radhika. And in this verse, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said that Mahaprabhu has descended to show mercy upon the jivas. And he showed this mercy by appearing in this world, accompanied by his associates and his transcendental dham, Navadvip dham.
You should understand.
Therefore,
biggest thing in power, anywhere, in his heart. And he was playing his heart. Why children? And was making so much merit. But very far away from him, two persons were quarreling, drinking, and they were each other
fighting.
And both were so much injured. That emperor was there for fight,
in his
place, fighting, making so much noise. Could he come and take interest for this bogus person?
No.
Yes. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself is a blind with Srimati Radhika. And all these associates like Rup Manjari, Rasi Manjari, Narita, Vishakha, the comfort while then
Rup
Vrindavan. Well, that's hard. And he was so much happy. He had forgotten everything. But at a time he moved her. Answer of the world.
All knowing and bewildered.
Omniscient and bewildered.
Bewildered. No. Mugdha is bewildered.
Mugdha. Mugdha is not knowing anything. And always engaged in his playing with Gopi and Gopis in Guru Vrindavan. In the very in such a beach, such a
even in Vrindavan, the highest place in our happiness is
topmost
place, the power. And here in this world, in Brahmanda, forgetting Krishna and always again engaging in your and
gratification,
finding each other always for little things and always engaged in collecting so many things, quickly left, give up at the time of day. Usually we are displaying our time, quite involved. We are making this world, we think that by doing some building and community, we will be happy. We are doing engaging of everything, but we don't know that we have to give up everything and even this body being. Krishna was playing there, but he has also forgotten everything, playing with Radhika and Radhika Vishaka or with her mother, forgotten everything. This is called moksha. And at the same time, he is
all-knowing,
omniscient. If anyone thinks where he is unhappy, he will know. So he knew by this thing that we depart and parcel and eternal servant of. Now we have forgotten. And we are thinking and looking merry and taking place, blood and everything, and always wasting our time and unhappy for life and life's work. He knew from there, and mercifully he left his dead alone, eternal state. A king, when anyone is quarreling, and if he will know, he will send his police, and he will give to
beat them bitterly.
And he will take his care, and thus there will be. But Mahaprabhu, how merciful that he gave up his debt
above, eternal
above. And took his all association, and he descended to this world. Why? God is merciful. Unfollowed. And not alone he came. When Gaja and Graha were quarreling, fighting each other, you know, Gaja, elephant and crocodile. And when elephant was calling Krishna, he came alone. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, no calling, they were quarreling only and they were very nonsense life. And they were not calling Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But how he is merciful that he gave up his devil, all his playing, everything, and came with all. Why to come? He came. Why he came? That he will take them from this
planet to
planet
eternal.
And they should have planet, and they should be this. Taking always, drinking always, nectar of love and affection. And never there should have any birth and age, suffering. So how is merciful? Even a very ordinary rich person cannot do. He cannot come. If any person is quarreling themselves and their life, lying on the road, that person has nothing to do. He will not do anything. But this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, not like only Krishna, but combined Radha and Krishna. Yes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. in motion by his mind. So he came with all his associates. Why he came? You know that there are no love and affection at all. Anything, they are zero. They have no knowledge of Krishna, myself, nothing. They don't know bhakti, prema bhakti, what is Pali, Guru, Vrindavan. They never know anything. So he's telling, but how much is it? That giving that as pleasant abode, playing there, everything, and he took all his associates and came down on a fight for us. Why I can hear? Yeah. Can you repay me something there?
Yeah.
Anything?
Not possible.
He is not telling what I do. You see? Krishna has sent mercifully, like he sent Samiji. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew that these persons are even, they have nothing. They have no frame, no thing, but they are my eternal servant. I must be merciful. So I should begin, I should give them a sense of heart. The frame which I cannot be attained by Brahma and Sankara, they I have come to give this, but I should begin from where? And we should. What is food? Mahabhav, that is good. But he came down where?
In primary stage.
A, B, C, D. What is A, B, C, D? Sikhaya Saranagati,
Bhakatira Prana.
Bhakatira Prana. Beginning from Saranagati. It's a principle of LAPHC, college, university will come. He cannot teach ABC. Oh, you should go to Francis. And if anyone will write upon him, then he will think that they are minimizing him. And he came and Sikhaya Saranagati, Bhagavatam. Delight and soul of new devotees. What is that? Pran. Pran means?
Life and soul.
Why he is telling? There is not life and soul. But he is telling that if he cannot enter in bhakti realm, he cannot do anything. So what he should enter? In the realm of bhakti. And for these are especially so much needed. What are that Saranagati? What?
Anukulla is Sankalpa Pratikulla.
Yes, what?
Humility.
Dhyana.
Atmanivedanam. Self-dedication. Gopite Varan. Accepting Krishna as one's only maintainer and guardian. Avasya Rukibe Krishna.
Vishvasa Palam.
Vishvasa Palam.
This
having
is a translation of Sanskrit written by Rupa Goswami. Anukulya Satsankalpa Prati Kulya Shri Bhajanam Rakshasati Vishvasa Gopite Varam Jatha Asadishe Karvanyam Sardila
Bhakti Anukul Matra Kajira Sikar Bhakti.
Why he is writing like so? The order. Why? Because it's translated in Bengali. Translating in Bengali. That is why.
That's why. No other reason.
Especially in poem.
In poem. But idea is same. What should be what?
Anukul.
Anukul Yaksha.
Sankalpa.
What it is?
To accept what is favorable.
Huh?
To accept what is favorable for devotional service.
Huh?
For devotional service. For surrender.
To please Krishna. This is bhakti. So what is helpful for bhakti? Doing service of Krishna, the service of increasing of Krishna. Only this way. But we don't know. Do you know what is favorable to Krishna and his bhakti? An ignorant person does not know. And he cannot realize this. So, what Krishna wants, and we are realized and advanced to some adhikari can know just what. So, first he should go to his
representative.
Who is he?
Gurudev.
If anyone has no Gurudev, oh, it is very hard. Then you should do Sukriti and come to Vaishnava and hear something and then be initiated with Gurudev and serve him, then you. Otherwise, so it has been told. Adav Sattva Tata Sadhu Sangha
Tata Bhajana Kriya
Bhajana Kriya
Tato
Anasana
Kriya Tato Nishtha
Tato Nishtha Rukyati
Tata Tata Sakti Tato Bhavo Tata Prima Bhajana Kriya.
But it's first thing in bhakti. It has all the issues. From beginning, select some Sukhati to the Divine. When door to door, he sent his Nityananda Prabhu, Haridas Thakur and all others. Even they will beat you. Even they will
insult you.
Even they will do anything nonsense to you. Always. And make their sukriti. They have no part.
But impression.
Impression. So this from beginning you should do. And then try to bring them in Vaishnava association. Like Adatta Chakbar has a school. Srinivasa Chakbar was there. He could know this, all his parishas. At that time, Sarup Damodar was there, like a boy, friend of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Also,
Gadadhar Pandit.
Gadadhar Pandit.
Sarup Damodar. Down. Sarup Hom Bhattar.
Jagadananda. Jagadananda. All there was there. But studying in Sandy school. But there are fighters.
Associates
of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And to do some impression, to bring them in association of Vaishnava. And they, from beginning, like a very ordinary boy, running in his school. And they, like teaching all these things. At that time, it was very hard for anyone to preach bhakti. A town like Navadvip, all Brahmins, and they were all against bhakti, serving Durga Kali and drinking wine and doing community. Very hard. If you do bhakti chant and food tilak, they used to laugh and do so many things. So his associates came in various ways, in various Jati means
caste,
scheduled caste, Lemhonten, and everywhere. Like Haridas Thakur, like Advaita Acharya in Brahmin family, some in other families, low caste. And from there, they began to preach Saranagati. So what is Tulasi? To chant name, to read Gita. To know Gita, the mode of Gita. So Saranagati first is, who is helping, who is helpful for bhakti. Yes. This would be better. Sopta Bridgenet, he began to teach with his associates. Secondly, so what is helpful for what Krishna wants, how he will be pleased? Not that Sharanagati. How his associates, like Guru, will be happy and do according to him. And then you should hear what are favorable for Krishna, then you should do like that. Otherwise, we cannot. So first we should try to get off. And first, anukulyasya sankalpa. What is the meaning of sankalpa? Oh, Guru has told me that these are favorable for bhakti. Now, I am setting a vow that I will always try to put anything. Devata, I will give it to first with the tulsi to Krishna and then I will give. If I am telling anything, then it is like a stool or it is meat or anything. But if it is offered to Krishna with tulsi, then it will be some help for us. So in this way, what is helpful in our country? Beginning from Vaishnava and Gurudev. And then they will tell us to take the helpful thing. And then Pratukulyasya Vivarjana. And what is?
Unfavorable.
Unfavorable.
Give up.
You know, Devadharma. Vijay Kumar. He was very first class scholar in Srimad-Bhagavatam. And he used to read classes of Bhagavatam, 7 days Bhagavatam. And he used to earn something.
Money
from that, and that from that money he used to
maintain his family,
whole family. Mother, father, brothers and all others. But when he went to Puri and he was associating with Babaji, Gopal Guru, he saw that, I'm doing
wrong.
It is offensive. So I should not take any money and I should not explain Harasya Tattva in ordinary person. And then he left this job. He promised that I can maintain my family by other means, but not by selling Srimad Bhagavatam. This was like he said.
So this is how he
never did like so, as he used to do. We should now think that what we are doing, is it favorable for bhakti or not? Or maintaining our family is all things. Understand? We are whatever we are doing for maintaining family. But maintaining family, we are doing so many bad things which are against bhakti. So if you want to bhakti, then you should stop that. And try to adopt only which are favorable for bhakti and not such. You should take a sankalpa.
Wow.
And don't do. Because that he then asked, I have done wrong previously. So, what should I do? Oh, only you should set off that. And be repentant. Repent for it that you have done. And chant Hari. But don't do. Repeat all this. Then third is
Rakshasa Titi Vishwas.
What is the meaning?
That one believes firmly that Krishna will always protect
him from
every circumstance.
Krishna always protects. He will protect not. He will protect. Or in the future,
not. He's protecting a life.
Always protecting. But we are not.
There's an indefinite
So much we have, so much.
Deep faith.
the very consciousness. If any danger, problem, anything will come, Krishna will surely
protect us.
Why? How? Because he is powerful. Right? Any powerful person cannot protect all if they are not sarvajna. If they are sarvajna and powerful, even they cannot do if they have no mercy. So Krishna is
omnipotent. Omniscient, Almighty, and
Almighty,
omniscient and merciful, causeless merciful.
Causeless mercy. Everything is there. So there is none parallel to Krishna in this. He must
be merciful.
Merciful, and he will save us. Must be merciful. Why? Because by nature he is
pure.
Anyone cannot see a change of this. This is similar. So, but we have no
faith
that we are doing so much things. If we have so much strong faith, then nothing to do. So Buddha never tells that you should do like this, what I am saying. You should do according to your state. Even the Sadhguru Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could not say. Because you know that then he cannot follow according to their state. So gradually it will come, this thing will come, the strongness will come by hearing from Vaishnava. If anyone is chanting and remembering Krishna whole day and night, is there anything is remaining? What I told.
So the Buddha is explaining, asking the question that if one is surrendered to Krishna and hearing and chanting and remembering the name, form, qualities and pastimes of Krishna
whole day and night, 24 hours
a day, then does he have any responsibility in this world? Is there anything else to achieve in this world?
Anything remaining there or anything?
Why do you do this, Bhagavad? All these things? Why? Why this? Why you are going to beg? Why you are not being like Mahavendra Puri? Because so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually came to this world. You should know that we can better has so much strong faith or not, but he will not give up his
nature.
And Gosipvevaram. What is the meaning of Gosipvevaram?
Krishna always
will
maintain us.
Narayan is maintainer also. But he will maintain like his power and ability.
According to his ability.
No? Anyone who has taken shelter in the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Narayan cannot satisfy. Even Ram cannot satisfy. Dwarkadhis can satisfy, then he will never. What is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? By giving so much high things. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can give also that. Narayan can give the entry of Srimati Radhika. So how can he? But the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can give very easily. Like Rupa Goswami can give, Bhakti Vinod Thakur can give, and they are so much. So he has brought, because I will go and I will meet to this person. So I need my whole thousands and uncountable all my associates. So whom he brought from there, all they can do. And these speaking. Otherwise Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling that alone what I can do.
Ekela Madhyani Kotabila.
So he Vatsa must be put to bring and requested them to come. Even he requested Krishna to Radhika,
can you come with me? Oh, why not?
But I don't want to give up this Vrindavan. Oh, in one set you will be here and in left and left set you will be in left and left, but no more.
Imagine.
He will give us worldly necessity like
pudding and
clothing, lodging, everything. If you need, he will bring a glass of water. He will. Himself he will come. And there are so many examples for this. But we have no choice. And then
Atmanivedan.
Then Atmanivedan. What is then? If we have no dhanas, then no need of Saranagati. And any person becomes Saranagati to anyone. So why he should be Saranagati to anyone? Why not to Krishna? So dhanna. Dhanna and praying is both one thing. Dhanna means humbleness.
Humility.
And Krishna praying is same thing. One is two men. If anyone is not humble, no frame at all. If no frame, no humble. No, never. No. Radhika is having so much Mahabhava frame and he is more humble than it. He wants to be a grass, to be
attached
at with Krishna and thinking that, oh, this grass is so
fortunate.
I cannot
touch it. We
will be touched with Krishna. So try to follow all these things. Then you should know misunderstanding. Otherwise, a misunderstanding may come that you can give up your Gurudev. Oh, no need of one because he has some false ego and he has how many things. If he is not coming to my home, why I should go to him? Always be humble, with repentance. That is like getting half of that. Now it is going to eight. God Premananda. Try to learn all these things. If any misunderstanding comes, all power in a moment. How it will be solved? Oh, be humble and receive. There will be no class there now.
No problem.
But because all have come here.
Yes, very good.
Also, my Prabhu, he has come also.
It's a good model.
Yeah. He is my Prabhu. All has come. Tomorrow, in evening, a clock will be at his home. I was to stay to him house, but I will stay here. And then we will go about 5
Ha ha. Very good, very good.
You should come to me at 4 and try to take the devotees there, all go. Sankirtan will go. A class like this, there will be. You will be sent to all go. Go, Brahma. If anyone misunderstanding, okay, but very easily talk. Party service of Guru and Vaishnava and
Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Radha.
name. Name is more powerful than even it can give you anything you like. Anything in this world or beyond world. In the world of Vrindavan. Whatever you want. But there are some process of how we should chant and how we should speak. So thinking that name is Yusuf Krishna, let's try to chant. As it is, hearing our prayer, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told us, there are so many kinds of Vaishnavas, stages of Vaishnavas. Those who have little faith in men, chanting little, they are called Vaishnavas. Those who are chanting more, their faith on Krishna is more, then they are much more better. And according to the faith he has on men, and chanting and remembering, is so qualified and high class of us. So we can know the stage of Vaishnava. So maybe they may be very high class of any person, but not chanting and remembering. They have no affection and love, and no honor for Krishna. They may be